Thank you. I guess I was given the first floor, sorry. So from the European Union, thank you very much also from my side for the very interesting presentations. On traceability and standards linked to sustainability, these are of course very much fundamental tools which are very much requested by not only by different countries, but of course they come from requests from the market operators, and this is not something exclusive to the EU. This is something that is happening in many other countries being developed or developing. And as such, the standards have been proven to take up such sustainability standards and help developing countries to leapfrog on their agricultural sector development and transformation. But of course, as we have also heard today, but also yesterday, there is always a risk of market fragmentation, which we see that it's happening also in this. So some traders obviously see this then as a new challenge from the TBT perspective. So this is also why the EU is very much supporting the Brazilian initiative to launch a dialogue on sustainable agriculture, which would focus on metrics, so how to measure actual sustainability, but also on cooperation on compatibility of standards and the development of collaborative policies that may be transformative for agriculture. So it's very crucial that members switch from potentially trade distortive supports, which in many occasions are also harmful for the environment, to support that favors sustainable transformation. And in terms of the DR, which was mentioned as a European DR regulation, which was mentioned as an example, I'm not going to comment on the name because I'm not in the business of perceptions and guessing. But what is a fact that the feedback, because of course all this regulation during its device, but also now for the implementation process, is very much done in close contact with the different stakeholders, be it within or outside of the EU. We are receiving inputs, be it positive or negative, from inside and from the outside. So there is clearly no distinction in how this regulation would apply geographically. But the other fact that I would like to highlight is that deforestation connected to agriculture is happening. I mean, we have heard this today, we have heard this yesterday. This is not something new. This is something that is from the Agenda 2030, where we committed we would stop this deforestation by 2020, in fact. And we have not succeeded in this. In fact, we're not succeeding in this. So we need to up our game. These are different tools that we need to put in place. Some are domestic, some are international, some are multilateral. The EU is not to be seen as if the DR will solve all of the problems. Of course, it will not. It is one of the instruments in the toolbox that we all need to develop. And what is actually encouraging is that many of the things that we have heard from the panelists today in terms of the need for interoperability, recognition of national standards, cooperation, all these things are actually happening as either directly in the DR or connected to the DR. I mean, there are multi-million funds being made available to support, in particular, the smallholder and family farmers in developing countries to be able to implement a DR. So that I think is quite a positive sign that the different comments and the different exchanges that were happening in the preparation for DR, they have been taken into account, they are being integrated in our policy toolbox, and they will be implemented. Thank you very much.